Fitzpatrick back to pass, looking, firing downfield over the middle, and caught by Hopkins across the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown Houston.
Let's go get some more.
58 yards.
What a Sunday by that tandem, Ryan Fitzpatrick and DeAndre Hopkins. I'm Drew Doherty. We're glad you're back with us here on Texans Extra Points. We got David Nuno as well as John Harris talking about the Texans and the J.J. Watt for MVP argument or discussion has picked up a little bit of steam. You see why after what he did on Sunday. Still one of those uphill climbs for him, though, to actually win it. John, what would have to happen for it to become a reality?
Well, I think before we get there, we got to think about the voters. The voters have a very difficult time seeing qualitative over quantitative. The good thing for JJ is he's been able to put numbers in front of people and say, look at these numbers. He hits every stat column on a defensive stat sheet. That's nearly impossible. You look at the other players throughout the league, and they might have double-digit sacks. Connor Barwin's got double-digit sacks, but he hasn't hit the other columns that JJ has hit. Then you throw in the offensive touchdowns, and since this is a overall MVP, because the offensive touchdowns obviously have come at big moments, they've mattered, and they do matter. It's not just icing on the cake. It is all part of the package. So I think he continues that. I think the biggest key for JJ at MVP is Indianapolis game. If he can have a better game against Andrew Luck, if the Texans can win in Indy, and JJ is a big part of that, I think that then you have winning record, maybe playoffs, and he's done it against Andrew Luck. I think that could really put him over the top and really get in the minds of voters.
How about you, David? What's he got to do to make this happen?
I kind of agree with what John's saying there. He's got to finish strong. The Texans and J.J. Watt both have to finish strong. So that game against Indianapolis becomes that key game where everybody's going to be watching. But not only that, he's got to hope for Aaron Rodgers to kind of flounder. I mean, Aaron Rodgers had a phenomenal season, no interceptions at home. I think he's got, 30 touchdowns, whatever ridiculous numbers out there. So it's kind of like a two-prong effect. He's got to continue. I'd like to see him get into the 16-sack range, and really the Texans need to take care of business when 3 of 4 maybe, you know, went out to try to make the playoffs, and also Aaron Rodgers to have a bad game.
All right, let's stick with you. Let's take Watt out of the equation. Let's take the quarterback position out of the equation. Over these final four ball games, what Texan needs to do the most, needs to step up the most for playoffs to become a reality?
I think it's Arian Foster. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to be able to run the ball. And what I love about Arian, too, is when he is going, which has been pretty much all season when he's been healthy, he's a threat out of the backfield, and he also sets the tone. When he is going and the offensive line is getting that extra push, Ryan Fitzpatrick or Ryan Mallett, whoever's back there, is so much of a better quarterback. So I think if Arian continue to do what Arian does when healthy and stay healthy, the Texans have a real shot.
Yeah, just about every game this season that Arian's played, to his point, he's had 100 yards from scrimmage. But for you, over these last four, who needs to step up the most?
I kind of agree with my little buddy here, too. Hey. But I think it's Kareem Jackson.
Little buddy, that's...
It's good. I think it's Kareem Jackson. You've got to think about opponents here. Indianapolis, T.Y. Hilton. Baltimore, you're going to face Torrey Smith. You're going to face Steve Smith Sr. You're going to face those two teams. Now, obviously, Cecil Shorts for two games with Jacksonville. The two most important games, other than the one in front of them, end up being Indianapolis and Baltimore. And to stop them, your secondary has to be in lockstep. And I think Kareem coming back just bolsters the depth. We've seen the young guys step up. We've seen Jamal Roll make plays. We've seen A.J. Boye make plays. We've seen Darryl Morris make plays. But now you throw Kareem back into that standard spot alongside Jonathan Joseph. Now there's a lot more that you can do with those guys, and you can maybe double cover some of those receivers, in particular T.Y. Hilton, Torrey Smith. Because you face those two teams, to me it's Kareem Jackson coming back healthy and making a contribution.
You know, Jackson said this week that mentally he's going to be fine. He doesn't expect, you know, any setbacks from the knee. How tough is that to actually make that happen, though, versus saying it?
Well, until he's on the field, we won't know. I mean, he can sit there and talk to all of us in the locker room and say, oh, I'm fine, or I'll be fine. Until he makes the first cut, first break on a ball, first high point catch, whatever it might be, that's when Kareem will get his confidence back that, okay, I can do this, I'm fine.
K-Jack's his defensive guy. What about for you on defense, other than Watt, other than Kareem Jackson?
I think it goes to the brains of that defense being Brian Cushing. Yeah. When Brian Cushing goes, not only is he a phenomenal player when he's good, but he makes everybody else better. J.J.'s a better player when Brian's good. Everybody around the defense is better. So if Brian Cushing can affect the game, you know, that Pittsburgh game aside, he came back strong after he took some time off, and he's been a much better Brian Cushing than that we're used to now. So if he can step up and do what he does, the Brian Cushing that we know, then I think the defense is fine.
All right, good stuff, and we will keep talking about that. We've got to get into the turnover situation, though. The Texans have been fantastic on defense at taking the ball away. But when we come back, we're going to the Telestrator. Bill O'Brien, John Harris, breaking down some plays It's one of our favorite parts of the show, so don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points continues in just a moment.